Ryan Cook joins us on Sports Byline USA. Fine right-handed pitcher in his second major league season with the Oakland Athletics. And if you take a look at his numbers, very impressive. He has a .72 ERA in 25 innings, 22 strikeouts, and the opposing batting average is .077. That's impressive. Ryan, I want to start off by something I read in an article. Your former coach in high school up at Clovis High School, James Patrick, said of you, "He's really ornery. When it comes down to competing, he doesn't care who it's against. He's just not afraid." Now, not a lot of people, especially when they're young, would have that type of composure and that type of orientation. Where did that come from?
I don't know. I think it may come from my dad. He's always been on me my whole life. So any situation I get into, no matter who I'm facing, it's something I've been used to my whole life. And Coach Patrick used to always tell me he used to have to light a fire under my butt just to get me going. And once he did that, then I would be good. But until then, I would struggle. So that might have to do with a little bit of those comments he made.
What type of deportment do you take to the mound when you come out of the bullpen?
In terms of what?
Well, as far as the attitude you're taking, because you're coming in as a reliever, it's a stressful situation. Could be guys on bases. Maybe it's the start of an inning. But that brings a certain set of a mindset that's different from the starter who's starting a game.
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's be good and be good now. We don't have time to, as a reliever, coming in the game in those situations with runners on and most of the time in scoring position. And clearly, usually in a close game, so you don't have time to give up runs or give up a walk or give guys on, give them free passes, whatever it may be. So it's really cutthroat and it's high adrenaline, and it's kind of what I love to do. It's new to me still, being that I transferred from a starter to a reliever. But since making the transition, I absolutely love it. I love the being able to come in more games than being a starter and influencing more games than starting, and that killer mentality of just get good and get good now and bail somebody out, bail the team out, and get us a W. That's what I love.
The other thing too, Ryan, is there's a different mind frame with the starter as compared to the reliever, because the starter is thinking more in terms of 6, 7, maybe 8 innings. The reliever is thinking about 1, 2, maybe 3 innings at the most. Am I correct in that observation?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the starter's got a plan. He's got to, have an idea that when he faces the lineup the first time through, he's going to have to approach him one way. And then if he faces that lineup the second time through, he's going to have to change up the way he approaches them, and then as well as the third time through if it's a good day for him. As a reliever, when I come in the game, I'm not worried about that. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get him out that AB, and we'll worry about the rest later.
Let me also ask you about the fact that this is your second major league season, and the learning curve is always very large at the beginning of a player's career. Tell me a little bit, as you reflect back now in your second season, what that learning curve has been like.
It's just been, learning how to conduct myself. We've got great veterans here in Oakland who I've been learning from, and Grant Balfour and Brian Fuentes, and I've really just taken to watching how they go about their business and watching how they attack hitters. And now while we, all three of us, are different style of pitchers, I can learn from their off-the-field antics in terms of their work ethic and their professionalism and stuff like that. So that's really the biggest difference there, the learning curve that I've made, is learning how to be a professional and going about my business in the correct manner.
Take me back to being with your dad and learning about what he was doing and his passion for drag racing.
I'm not exactly sure where his start was. I know him and his buddies built a drag car, and they drive out at Bakersfield Speedway, and I grew up around the drag strip there, and just kind of took a liking to motorsports and the way motors work. And then the next thing I knew, I had a go-kart, and then I had a race car, and it just kind of became family tradition. At that point, I would always, every Saturday, every Friday night, whatever it may be that week, whenever the race was, sometimes Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we'd be at the racetrack. His racing got shut down when it became into my racing, and so You know, it's just kind of something that I took a liking to at a young age, and he loves it as well, so it worked out.
You know, there is something special about the comradeship that goes along with racing. I did a television piece for the network one time. It was both an NHRA, Kenny Bernstein is a good friend of mine, and also a NASCAR piece as well. And I was always struck by the friendship. Even though they're competitors, there's something there that binds them all together. Can you help me out a little bit with that, Ryan? What is that comradeship, that common bound they all have?
Yeah, I mean, I'm, you know, at all different levels, I feel like it's that comradeship is the same. I mean, we've got, you know, we always had a group of guys that we ran with, and every week we'd meet them at the racetrack. We'd park in the same spots. We'd barbecue and have drinks, and, you know, it's just the same people, and you make just unbelievable friends, and everyone's goal is the same, but you all help each other to get there. You know, obviously, as you move up and get to the NASCAR and the NHRA, it gets a little bit more money-driven and competitive, and but at the same time, I'm sure they've still got those same type of friends.
I do know that you had a kind of came to a fork in the road, did you not, as far as do I go baseball-wise or do I get serious about being a race car driver? Tell me a little bit about that decision and how you made it.
Well, I mean, it was really a no-brainer in terms of education and being able to attend a university like Southern California. But it was definitely a passion of mine, racing was, and not so much that it was a fork in the road, but it was just something that kind of was a drag to put down. You know, racing, as we all know, is extremely expensive, and, you know, in fact, I think they say the only way to get rich racing is to start richer. but, you know, and so with that aspect involved and having a college scholarship paid for, it was pretty much a no-brainer decision for me to go to college.
You're the perfect person to ask this question of because you do have an understanding of it. When you take a look at the Jimmy Johnsons and the Kyle Busches and the others that have been successful on the NASCAR circuit, and even a Kenny Bernstein who won so many championships in the NHRA, what is it that the good drivers do consistently?
You know, to be honest with you, it's a whole new world that I've kind of left behind in terms of what they do on the track and off the track. I don't know. I know this about winning a championship, though, is, you know, it's not so much about winning every week and getting to the front. It's about managing that race and, you know, taking a top five when you got a top five car as opposed to trying to push it for the win and wrecking or something like that. But, you know, and having a team, you know, they got a great team behind, you know, all three of those guys you mentioned. And I think that plays a, you know, big part of it is the relationship with their crew chief and everything else. I mean, all the way down to everybody in their pit. So I think that has a big part, a lot to do with it.
How much do you think, Ryan, it has to do with the car and the way it's set up and how much of it is the driver? Because a lot of the times in the late parts of a race, we hear about a driver and his team trying to decide whether to take two tires or four tires and to come in for a pit stop to get some gasoline or not.
Yeah, I mean, I think they pretty much go hand in hand, you know. The car needs to be set up as good as it can be for that driver specifically. And if it's not set up for that driver, the same setup may work for another driver. But if he's not fast, you know, it really doesn't matter. But, you know, like I said, going back to the crew chief, I think it's about their relationship and knowing how to adjust, you know, for that specific driver, what adjustments to make at that time in that race. And he knows how the driver's going to push and what line he wants to run and where the car is going to be most effective at that time. And that's, you know, you get into all the way down into the sunlight factor and what the track's going to be doing. And so, I mean, there's all kinds of different factors. I don't really know that you could say that there's one over the other, that one's more important.
We got about 45 seconds left, but you once said, talking about racing and that experience and how it might have helped you in baseball, you said, it has prepared me for adrenaline spikes. It taught me that you always stick with the plan. I thought that was an interesting quote. Tell me a little bit more in about 30 seconds what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I mean, just pretty much exactly what it says. I mean, the adrenaline spike of being in a race car is unlike anything I've ever experienced, you know, being behind the wheel so close to other cars while you've still got a plan on how to get to the front.
is a little bit about how you've got to plan to attack hitters here when you're on the mound in a tight situation in the eighth inning. I mean, other than that, I mean, that's pretty much all I got to say. It's just that's how it's kind of a little bit of a parallel. I've learned how to manage that adrenaline.
Ryan, I want to thank you very much. It's been fun watching you pitch with the Oakland A's this season, and I appreciate your insights not only on baseball and pitching but also on NASCAR and NHRA. Take care, my friend. Come back anytime here on Sports Byline.
All righty. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it, and thanks for having me.
Ryan Cook with us, a right-handed pitcher, reliever, in his second major league season out of the bullpen for the Oakland A's. We continue on Sports Byline.